Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Dealers of Ireland. Our showrooms are open for business with your health and safety our priority. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Now, the newest invention in the UK in the last few days is the Dominic Cummins eye test. And that is you drive 30 miles just to double check that your eye's okay and you don't crash. Then you look at the sign for Castle Barnard, and I don't know if the sign is actually done as an eye test. In other words, the smaller fonts as you get nearer, and then you sit there for 15 minutes and then you drive back again with your child in the back seat, by the way, just to be doubly sure that your eyesight is okay, believe it or not. That's their new invention in the UK. Well, we've had some great inventions here, including, wasn't it, David Dunn from vansigns.ie, who was on Friday about his new social distance stenciled plastic covers for basins and urinals, and a really smart, simple idea. Connor O'Boyle. Connor, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you? Thanks for having
good.
Me.
Now, remember, Connor, we knew you when you were nothing, because this is such a brilliant invention.
Tell us why
have we waited for a pandemic for this to happen? Explain it to golfers everywhere and pitch and putters.
I will. So to be honest, I'm not sure why it took so long. So myself and Shane, a business partner of mine, we have an app called Sweet Putters. It's like a Tinder for cars. And what we do then is we in the spare time over the last couple of weeks in particular, we started looking at other things at night time, because we don't know what to do like in the evening time, and we're keen golfers ourselves. So we found something that could work quite well, which is something that slips down over the flagstick for golfers, and you lift it up with your putter when your ball goes in the hole, so you don't have to touch the ball or the flagstick with your hand at all to get it out.
Well, we're looking for someone to invent a better phone system. Hang on.
Overall, it works just, really
Handed, because your line is so bad, Connor, I've been handed your video, Pup Buddy. I'm just wondering, is there sound on this video? I wonder if there is. I can play it and explain. It's a fantastic, simple idea. You put your ball, so to speak, your golf ball, this is into the hole. Then there is the putt buddy. Is it a complete flag I buy, Connor?
No, it's not. No, so putt buddy is just a piece of equipment that slips down over the flagstick, so you don't have to change your flag.
Okay.
You don't have to buy any additional equipment. You just buy a putt buddy,
and it slips down in fully into the hole.
Yeah, it slips on over the flagstick from the top or the bottom, depending on what way the greenkeepers want to put them on. And it stays there. It's nearly a permanent feature. And it has a couple of different uses as well. Obviously, it's great for COVID when, you know, you're not touching the flagstick or reaching into a hole. You don't know what's been in there before or what other hands have been in there. But also, it's great for older golfers as well, because a lot of the time they can't reach into the hole with their putter to get the ball out. This thing will take it up, it'll put it onto the green for them, and they can just bend down and pick it up, or use a little grabber tool on the back of their club and pick it up off the ground.
So it lifts you using your putter. There is halfway up the flag pole. There's something coming through there. Yeah, see, I can hear you, Angus, breaking through. I don't know where that's coming from. So you use your putter just to lift it, and you raise the ball out on this little circular holder, and the ball then slips off that. Simple as that.
Yeah, the ball just slides out onto the green, and you just pick it up like that then. So it's been extremely popular. We kind of did it as a little pet project at night time to get it off the ground. We built a website. We targeted some golf clubs in Ireland, the UK. We sold over 300 sets to about 100 golf clubs in Ireland, 200 in the UK in the last 3 weeks. So,
and where are you manufacturing them, Connor?
They're manufacturing a steel fabrication company called Butterley Steel Fabricators in Drogheda, County Louth. So I'm actually from Drogheda, and we teamed up with a designer called Robert Tully.
Now,
he's the third partner in the business. So he designed this. He got the manufacturing.
Well, can you copyright it rapidly?
Yeah, so we have a patent pending with the European Patent Office at the minute. And we've trademarked the brand, because there are some iterations of it out there now since we kind of came up with it. And what people are doing is people are tagging Putt Buddy on Facebook, Instagram, on Twitter, even when it's not an actual Putt Buddy. It's a variation of something that maybe, you know, a local engineer might have just designed for the golf club.
Yeah.
So we try to price it accordingly as well. So it's, you know, it's €349 plus VAT for a set of 18 delivered in Ireland. It's something that will last for years. It's not something you're going to have to change in 6 months or a year's time. It's there. It's made out of steel. It's extremely durable. It's welded together. So, and it looks good as well. It's done for the elements. It's zinc coated and then it's baked and then it's powder coated in black gloss and then baked again in an oven. So, you know, from a durability point of view, it works really well.
Well done. Stay with us, Conor, because Brendan O'Brien is on the line. Brendan, what's your invention?
How are you? My invention is actually for call centres mostly.
Okay.
You know, and big office blocks. So, you know, obviously, they're trying to get people back to work and they don't want to box them in. They're trying to get the numbers back in these big open plan offices.
Right.
And they don't want to box them in. So what I've come up with is a polycarbonate system, but it's a clamp system that clamps onto the existing desks or onto the existing acoustic dividers. And if you stand at one side of the office and look across, it actually looks like the whole office is open plan. But yet everybody is protected with their own screen around them. And it doesn't take from the office. And when you're finished, please God, if this goes away, you can just lift them up, put them away, and no damage done to any of your office or any major changes made. Like, we'll come out, measure it, make them, and come within a matter of an hour or two, we'll have your whole office kitted out with these screens.
And those dividers in most offices, including here, they're up to about naval level, so to speak. Are they standard?
Well, most offices are only about, say, a foot, 300 or a foot high, and so people can still talk across to each other and see each other. They're only really kind of a person for people typing on computers. So we're leaving the existing ones there, and our one, the system I've designed, clamps on top, and it's made out of carbon as well. So it just clamps on, the same as we've done all the ones for the salons and different ones to get all them, try and get them back to work. As many businesses as possible. Like, Mr. Price came to us first and said, listen, we need to get our staff back to work. We need to look after them. We need to make them feel safe. And we said, right, this is what we're going to do. And we came up with a solution. We worked with them and we got their staff back in their offices and their staff back working behind the counters. And it's worked.
And where are you manufacturing them, Brandon?
We make them all in our workshop. We're a flooring and a fit-out company.
Good man.
In Kilsheeland there, and we just make them all in-house. We have our own CNC machine, and we make them all. We design them and make them, and we fit them for them. So a simple phone call, and we'll do the rest.
Okay, and I see. It's fantastic. How can people contact you, Brandon?
Yeah, they get it there on... We have a website specifically set up for this, because we're doing all the nail bar screens and salon screens, everything, on www.bobfscreens.ie.
Say it again. Just to...
BOBF, as in Brendan O'Brien.
Oh, F brilliant.
Facilities,
brilliant.
And screens.ie. That's it.
B-O-B...
F. Screens.ie.
S for screen, yeah.
Yeah, bobfscreens.ie. That's what it gets.
Bobscreens.ie. Okay. Well done. And I see. I read a few times over the last few days about this another inventor called Ivano Cafola, who's invented social apps for the organised queues outside supermarkets. And we were trying to actually contact Ivano if he's around to explain how he came up with a brilliant idea. But Conor O'Boyle, a putt buddy, we've tweeted the machine, the implement operating, and on Joe Liveline or at RT Liveline. And Brendan O'Brien, best of luck to you both. 51551, wash your hands.